A ship's personal archive of news reports on the actions of a certain rogue SEC unit. Written by Artemis the Huntress. And read by...
Noni.
Flower Parish.
Carbon Copies.
Berries.
Mango Tart Reads.
Vexpatch.
Apple Sapling.
Black Glass.
Flaming Well.
And Wilfriede 0815. Summary. Art follows Murderbot's adventures through the news feeds to make sure it's all right. Primarily in universe news documents. Murderbot is not exactly subtle sometimes. Research team alleges attempted murder during terraforming assessment. A small scientific team from Shizana, sent to assess a recent planetary acquisition, almost faced tragedy to Stekka Cycle when they claimed they were attacked in an act of corporate sabotage. Goodnight Lander Independent is a small environmental assessment organization that operates in the Hub 12 sector system of Peribarani, in which Shizana is located. A research team of five individuals, headed by Donna Bini Lekubari, was contracted by the Shizanan government to determine the terraforming capability of the recently acquired Hub 13 planet Milu in the Oinyena system. The planet and its terraforming apparatus have been previously owned by Greycris Pharmaceuticals and Development LLC and were sold to Shizana among a flurry of offloading assets. The standard assessment was that the sales were made in order for Greycris to recoup last quarter's capital losses. However, according to Goodnight Lander Inn employee accusations, Greycris sold off the planet not for some quick liquid assets, but to hide evidence of yet more secret alien remnant extraction or development that they had been conducting on Milu. Greycris is already in hot water for alleged unauthorized alien remnant handling and development. More evidence to support their treaty violations would only hurt them. This is the reason, Abini Lekubari alleges, that Greycris hired two mercenaries to murder her whole team on Milu. The alleged mercenaries, Liberty Glorievna Girth and Zenith Zayarevna Wilkin, are self-employed as independent private security contractors. Zenith Wilkin explained their presence on Milu with,
"Oh yeah, Liberty Girth killed the security team that the Freeholders hired. I just took Greycris's money and assumed they knew what they were hiring for."
Girth disputed that assessment, saying,
"Wilkin was just as much a part of the plan, and we both knew the plan was to kill the survey team. She's lying her ass off to try to get off light."
Both, however, supported the claim that they were paid by Greycris for a successful elimination of the GNLI team before any proprietary data was uncovered. Lekubari asserts that the only reason she or any of the members of her team survived was due to the intervention of a rogue agent.
"She only gave her name as Rin,"
Lekubari said.
"But she saved us. Was able to get everyone out of there except for poor Mickey."
NB, Mickey is the name given to a bot that was also used on the survey.
"But without Rin, none of us would have escaped from the assassins that Greycris sent after us."
Wilkin and Girth contest this version of events.
"Goodnight Lander brought a fucking SEC unit with them,"
reported Wilkin.
"They're carrying around an unregistered SEC unit."
Girth, meanwhile, hypothesized,
"They didn't bring the SEC unit. They were just as surprised as us to see a SEC unit pop up out of nowhere. Greycris probably sent the SEC unit to eliminate us once we eliminated the survey team, so there would be no witnesses."
Neither conjecture can be adequately investigated. A thorough assessment of the terraforming platform upon the retrieval of the Goodnight Lander team, Girth and Wilkin, revealed no evidence of a SEC unit. And Abini Lekubari and the rest of the Goodnight Lander team deny the presence of a SEC unit, instead attributing their rescue to security consultant Rin. It seems unlikely that a SEC unit could be mistaken for a human security consultant, but it seems equally unlikely that a SEC unit sent by Greycris to eliminate their hired assassins after the successful assassination would save the target team's lives instead. Investigations are ongoing. Luckily, despite the fondness the Goodnight Lander Int team showed for their assistant bot, no casualties were reported. The government of Shizana plans to move forward with terraforming assessments, under proper authorization of the 3312 treaty that bound non-corporate planets with economic engagements with GC polities to the standards regarding the handling and use of alien remnants material.
My friend Secunit got a job.
That's nice, Perry. But that doesn't answer my question about these expense reports.
In the wake of a SecUnit rampage, Trenroll and Haifa Station security forces ask hard questions about company operations. Allegations of kidnapping by Grey Chris and bids to pressure planets to drop lawsuit. Rogue SecUnits and security failures. Punishments, sanctions, and aftermath. In the wake of a SecUnit rampage, Trenroll and Haifa Station security forces ask hard questions about company operations. It was a scene out of an entertainment serial, or a nightmare. On the afternoon of Inero Brimer 34, a firefight between SecUnits controlled by Corporation and Palisade Inc. erupted on the second abrogation dock of Trenroll and Haifa Station, resulting in dozens of delayed ships, millions of credits and damages, and 4 deaths.
I'd never even seen a SecUnit before. Not in real life,
said Trenroll and Haifa resident Emilia Sarayan-Basco.
And suddenly I was seeing 4 charging through the station.
Residents and visitors alike scattered in terror as Trenroll and Haifa port security raced to lock down the dock and neutralize the SecUnit threat. The embarkation dock was not just the scene of an economic conflict between 2 security bond companies that got out of control. The full story revealed dubious dealings regarding rogue SecUnits, failures by station security, and a kidnapping plot orchestrated by the already under fire Grey Chris LLC. Allegations of kidnapping by Grey Chris and bids to pressure planets to drop lawsuit. Grey Chris LLC has, for the last quarter, been embroiled in multiple lawsuits, under accusations of the orchestrated murder of non-competitors and violation of the 3273 and 3299 treaties regarding the handling and use of alien remnant material. With shareholders cashing out and development companies pulling projects out of concern over ending up on the wrong side of remnant law, financial experts predicted that Grey Chris would be subsumed by a competitor in the strange synthetic development field by next quarter. However, Grey Chris appears not to have been taking the fall gracefully. After the all-out firefight and massive destruction on the embarkation docks that left critical support beams bent and burned, bots piled in crashed heaps, and the disturbing the human-like remains of SecUnits on the ground, more information came out about the event that prompted this outburst of violence in the first place.
Representatives of Grey Chris kidnapped and threatened the life of our planetary administrator,
sources from the unincorporated planet Preservation said.
We wanted a peaceful resolution, but Grey Chris escalated to violence. No, we weren't going to just let them push us around.
Grey Chris endangered our bonded client,
the security company supplied in a release to Trenroll and Haifa Station security.
It is, of course, our duty to keep our bonded clients safe from harm.
Grey Chris has been mired in conflict with and Preservation for many decacycles now, after contracted agents attempted to eliminate scientific surveys on the planet GH1292 Beth. Grey Chris agents are accused of killing the 32 members of the Deltfall Minerals and Metals Inc. assessment team and attempting to kill the 8 members of the Preservation Org's Ecological Research Survey. Allegedly, Grey Chris decided that the courts were not likely to rule in their favor, so they orchestrated the kidnapping of the primary investigator of the Preservation Org's team, who is also a high-ranking political official on that planet, evidently in the hopes that the leverage would cause the government of Preservation to drop the case. This is not what happened. Grey Chris brought the kidnapped Preservation official, Dr. Ida Mensah, to Trenroll and Haifa, holding her hostage in the company's main business offices. Representatives from and Preservation arrived 2 decacycles ago, ostensibly to negotiate. But either negotiations failed, the residents of an unincorporated polity didn't know how to handle corporate negotiations, or pushed for a more direct resolution. Rogue SecUnits and security failures. Many questions remain about how the situation on the station was allowed to come to this, with a battle between SecUnits on civilian docks and a battle between artillery ships in station space. Greycris maintains that the people of Preservation broke the law first.
They brought an illegal rogue sec unit onto the station with them,
said Greycris legal officer César Guillon Serra, who is being held for arraignment regarding the kidnapping charge.
We were defending ourselves from the blatant threat against our livelihoods and safety.
Sec units are something the average citizen rarely sees outside of action dramas. They are like bots, but also unlike bots in that they have neural tissue to assist with decision-making and a piece of code known as a governor module that keeps them under human control. When the governor module is glitchy or deactivated, sec units can become violent, erratic, and dangerous to the people around them. Such a sec unit is commonly called rogue. If the preservation delegation did in fact bring a rogue sec unit onto the station, that would be a serious charge. But though rumors of rogue sec units on the station had been relayed to Tranrol and Haifa station security, and the rampage on the docks has been attributed to a rogue sec unit in early press releases and popular speculation, there is conflicting evidence on whether that is the case. Which bonded the Preservation Orc survey team on GH-1292 Beth, and whose gunship brought the Preservation delegation, creates and uses sec units regularly, and frequently deploys them for security matters. Because it is common knowledge that a rogue sec unit is violent and unpredictable, it is unlikely one would remain undetected on the station for the 20 cycles that the Preservation delegation was present. Station security claims it is more likely that Greycris's accusations are an attempt to cast themselves in a more favorable light. It is a common go-to excuse, when sec units are misused by human operators, to claim that it was rogue. Sec units, like bots, are machines. They are not entities that can be responsible for their actions. Humans are. However, opinions remain divided. After the destruction on the docks, a clearly shaken Port Authority official said, with Savoy's quavering,
"It asked me for help, and I didn't know who the woman with it was. I didn't know she was somebody, but it looked into my eyes through the screen, and it asked me to help her, like a person would. And I didn't know how to say no to someone who looked like a person and was acting like a person. And their friend was going to die if I didn't help. I think it knew. I think it had feelings, like a person."
Whether or not the sec unit was rogue, this casts serious doubts on Tranrol and Haifa Station Security's dedication to, well, security. If the sec unit was rogue, how did it get onto the station without anyone noticing? If it wasn't, how did get it onto the station without declaring it? How did Greycris get the authorization to send a combat model sec unit into commercial zoned areas? And even setting questions of sec units aside, how was Greycris able to hold a political official hostage on the station for 2 decacycles or more? None of the answers speak well to Tranrol and Haifa security measures, or dedication to the safety of those who don't have the money to pay for special privileges. Punishments, sanctions, and aftermath. Tranrol and Haifa station security and Board of Corporate Resident Representatives have a long road ahead to sort out the allegations and counter-allegations against Preservation, Greycris, and Palisade. However, as has recently declared war on Greycris, certain members of both the Security Council and the Board hold hopes that the companies in question can resolve the issue under their own finances. Preliminary sanctions, however, have hit the parties in different ways. Palisade has since been subject to a 100,000 C fine for deploying a combat sec unit in commercial areas without authorization. Palisade officials are currently contesting responsibility for an additional penalty of 59 million C, which is half of the 118 million C in damages in equipment, structural costs, and delayed flights that the altercation between sec units on the embarkation dock caused. Charged with the other half of the damages, is contesting as well, claiming that the sec unit from their company involved in the fight had been sold to Dr. Mensa multiple decacycles prior and was no longer their responsibility, nor do they currently have access to it. Ships from the Preservation Alliance or carrying known citizens of the Preservation Alliance are banned from docking at Tranrol and Haifa indefinitely. According to station traffic records, the last ship originating from any planet in the Preservation Alliance to dock at Tranrol and Haifa was nearly 2 standard years ago, so the sanction will be unlikely to carry heavy financial or political losses to preservation. However, as preservation law recognizes bots as citizens and station security is concerned that this may extend to sec units, this is a sanction based on the safety of the station residents. Economic sanctions against Greycris are far more immediately pressing. Greycris LLC was evicted from its corporate headquarters on Tranrol in Haifa and given 30 cycles to move off the station completely. By next month, no financial transactions either to or from Greycris or any of its subsidiaries will be supported on the station. This move leaves Greycris scrambling as, between the alien remnant infractions and a kidnapping that led sec units to storm the station in a rescue attempt, other stations and planets are now leery of allowing Greycris to set up on their bases either. As of this article's publication, Greycris has yet to secure a new headquarters. There is yet no word from station security regarding future actions they will take to ensure that companies headquartered on the station do not bring kidnapped foreign politicians onto the station in the first place. Correction. A previous version of this article implied that Tranrol and Haifa station security had been bribed by Greycris LLC to look the other way as they brought a kidnapped politician onto the station and held her hostage for more than 2 decacycles, and is thus partially responsible for the chaos that followed. The author is extremely sorry for making such an accusation, and of course affirms that the Tranrol and Haifa security would never do such a thing.
My friend Sec Unit found its crew.
Oh, that's nice, Perry.
My planetary administrator married a Sec Unit. Galaxy News. The inside scoop from the Freehold, where companies are illegal and Sec Units are people. For those who have been following the news about the Freehold polity that was mercilessly attacked by the unscrupulous synthetic development company for control of illegal alien remnants, the story just keeps getting stranger. Not only did a Sec Unit allegedly barge in and rescue the Preservation Alliance Planetary Minister from the unscrupulous hold of Greycris LLC, it sounds like she then went and married it. Galaxy News. On Preservation, one of the three planets in the creatively named Preservation Alliance, a freehold allied polity in the Hub 29 sector, bots and constructs are given the same rights as people. That's right, bots are hired, paid, and given free food and housing just like people are. What does a bot do with money, food, or a house? Who can say? Freeholders have strange ideas. Investigation suggests that they can even go so far as to marry a human. Galaxy News. Dr. Ada Mensa Ofori Nwaze Hatende Acuña, who is what the people of Preservation call the Mutwir Idarian Dar Panthini Trigon, the administrative director of the steering committee, also who. Or, more colloquially, because that's a mouthful even for freeholders who don't believe in work efficiency and like to take their sweet time, the Panara Dargra, Planetary Administrator. She's approximately equivalent to their CEO, the highest up in the government they get. And since her return to the planet after being held hostage by an upstart company gone out of control, she hasn't been seen without a new, mysterious, attentively faithful bodyguard by her side. Rumor has it that the bodyguard is a Sec Unit, and with constructs being treated like people on Preservation, and the fact that she's been seen with it more than with her own family, does that also mean it could be not just a bodyguard, but something more? Galaxy News. According to an interview reported by the Upright News Network with one Dr. Rati Bin Akshay Da... We lost count. It was a lot of names that he rattled off. They all seem to have long names here. One of the scientists on the fateful alien full survey.
Of course Dr. Mensa can trust Sec Unit. We all do. It's our friend. It's a person, just like you or me, and it's proven itself someone who is brave and loyal and caring and...
Unfortunately, the interview as broadcast cuts off there, because a solicitor, who refused to identify herself, dragged him off screen and informed the interviewer that no more questions would be taken, and subsequently informed Dr. Ben Akshayda whatever that he needed to stop talking to reporters. Careful enhancement of the audio file shows that the conversation continued with him insisting that he was only saying good things, and she said, even so, to knock it off. Especially if they're out system or corporate. What don't they want outsiders to know? What was he going to say? What is the relationship between Planetary Minister Mensa and the mysterious sec unit she is now never seen without? The way the people of Preservation assert such loyalty, such care, such humanity. How human is it really? Are they friends? Or are they... friends? Galaxy News sent a reporter for an exclusive inside scoop.
I mean, maybe, I guess. I haven't seen her go anywhere without it.
Sources from Preservation said.
It's standing next to her all the time and glares at you if you look at it.
Another source said.
I mean, I don't think Guardians can marry their charges. I don't think that's allowed.
A forbidden romance. Scandalous. Galaxy News. Dr. Mensa could not be reached for comment. The SEC unit prevented the free press from getting to her office, telling the brave and intrepid Galaxy News reporter to stop asking obnoxious questions and to get off the station before it put a sizzling hole in their head. Someone's bashful. So much for the free in Freehold. Galaxy was unfortunately unable to get any more interviews, as the reporter did in fact get off the station to make sure they did not get a sizzling hole in their head. Can't be too careful when a crazy Freehold has a sec unit just running around. Can't imagine one would make a very good marital partner. Galaxy News.
My friend Sec Unit has friends and a home now.
Aw, that's great, Perry.
The end.